The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again. I'm Andy Holden, going to be looking at the Cork card this afternoon, which brings us seven races on this Sunday, June the 18th. Quite competitive, actually, considering Royal Ascot is only a couple of days away. We've got a listed race for the sprinters at 2:15. We've also got some good contests later on in the card, including Group 3 action in the shape of the Munster Oaks, which comes up at 3:20, and, of course, the Cork Derby, which is a Premier Handicap, half an hour later. So big competitive fields, lots of good betting propositions along the way. So hopefully we can nick a few quid and build up the coffers for Royal Ascot, which starts on Tuesday. We begin with the 150, which is a filly's maiden, and Damselfly is the one that sets the standard here from the Joseph O'Brien stable. She was a good third last time out behind Treasuring from the Gerline stable, and that winner goes to Royal Ascot for one of four races that she's entered in at the Royal Meeting in a few days' time. Very consistent type and likeable as well, Damselfly. But whether she's going to be quite good enough to repel perhaps one of the unrace brigade is very much open to question. And with the stables juveniles going really well, I'm going to side with the top one here, Aesolas from the Jim Bulger camp. Jim's done a fantastic run of things of late with his older horses, and in particular his juveniles. He's had a couple in recent times, have gone off actually quite big prices, to be perfectly honest. Sometimes a diamond won at 20-1 the other day at Fairy House, and that backed up a win from Strike to Freedom at the Curragh last Sunday. Both of those two horses in question were both by the sire Vocalised, of course, a family that Jim knows really well, having trained that horse to many successes over the years. Nicely bred, nicely drawn as well, potentially, in stall number 10 if they come up the standside rail as usual. So the top one here, all right, Aesolas is the pick in the 150.
Race 2.
On to the 220 then, which is a filly's handicap. And Edward Lynham looks as though he holds all the keys to this race with two strong contenders, Sonny Judge on their form and on the betting anyway, Magic Bear and Miss Power. And of the two, I'm going to go with the latter, who comes here via an excellent run the other day. Danny Navarin, second to Celebration, who's having his first run for the Gerline Stab. But we've only got to look at the horses in behind to show just what a competitive and good handicap that was that day. The likes of Go-Kart, Astania, Marek, Rivellino, Calendar, Ducky Mallon, Split the Atom were all languishing in behind the front two, who pulled well clear and fought out a good finish. And that was off the back of a good run at Nace the time before, when she lowered the colours of Go-Kart and a similar field in a pretty fast speed figure. She's got a good cruising speed, and she's drawn next to the pace as well here today, because Piet Zini is a real trailblazer and he's drawn in stall number 3. So should get Edward Lynham's charge a nice toe into the race. Certainly wouldn't rule out Magic Bear. She also was going the right way and quicken up really well to win at Navan last time out. But I do expect one of them to win, but hopefully it'll be my selection, Miss Power, on this occasion.
Race number 3.
To the 250 then, which is the first of the pattern races here today at Cork. It's a listed contest over 5 furlongs. Not a top class event by any stretch of the imagination. Obviously we've got Miss Boom having first run for Fozzie Stack. He's got to be of some interest. But I'm going to take a chance here on Henry de Bromhead's Gurain, representing the fillies here down the bottom. Of course, she's been in really good form for Henry. Actually, Henry's horses on the flat have been doing really well to match his horses over the jumps. And this horse is second first time out to Kokori in a very good listed race at Navan, having the likes of Alphabet and Intelligence Cross in behind. And then there was nothing wrong with that run the other day on ground that probably was a little bit too soft for her when finishing behind Caravaggio. Of course, is a very short price to win the Commonwealth Cup this week at the Royal Meeting. In essence, this represents a slight drop down in grade, and she's nicely drawn as well near towards the standside fence. Ran about 5-1 this morning. Generally, I do think Henry de Bromhead's Gurain is a decent each-way bet there in race number 3.
Race 4.
Right, on to the Group 3 contest, which is the Munster Oaks. And as we touched upon in a previous preview, Jim Bolger's horses are going excellently at the moment. And one of those horses that was responsible for the winning run of late was Glamorous Approach, who made all the running the last week at the Curra. She started very strongly as well in the latter stage of that race, having cut out decent fractions from the start. And she had enough in the tank to repel the late challenge of Laganor, who was going really well in behind at the 2 furlong pole. So she's obviously in the form of her life. That backed up a win prior to that over the same course and distance. And if you go back to her run early on in the season, she was third behind the Mighty Zukova in a listed fillies race, the Noblesse Stakes, on the 15th of April. So she ticks a hell of a lot of boxes. I presume she'll try and make all the running yet again, or certainly she'll be made plenty of use of. And she can prove very difficult to catch around a track that often favours front runners.
Race 5.
On to the 350 then, which is the big handicap betting contest of the day. The Cork Derby, in which Mawani sets a reasonable standard here from the Joe Lyons Stable. He comes here via a couple of smooth wins since moving from Sir Michael Stout. And given that his winning margin could have been furthered last time out at the Curra, he certainly shouldn't be underestimated. But however, I'm going to go with Le Vagabond here from the Edward O'Grady Stable. Now, his two last runs over hurdles have been pretty poor, considering he's been sent off 6-1 joint favourite in a Punchestown handicap and only 7-1 to win at Killarney in their May festival. So he's got one or two questions to ask on that front. But if you go back to his run here, and this is the important key form line, on the 15th of April when he was second to Stable companion Rokongo in a very competitive handicap, if he can run to that level, then there's every chance that he'll bounce back to his very best and go really close here. He travelled really sweetly in that contest, and he probably just found the monocorte a little bit too sharp for him, hence the reason he couldn't quite turn over his Stable companion in the latter stages. But he's got his ground, he's got his conditions here today, Le Vagabond, and with no hurdles in the way, of course, he's going to be a much more viable proposition this afternoon. Around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning, I thought Le Vagabond represented a modicum of each way value there in the 350.
Race number 6.
On to Division 1 then of the Mile Handicap, a very competitive looking race on paper, but I'm going to take a chance here on number 6 on the race card, La Maram from the Jim Bolger Stable. Jim, as we've mentioned earlier, has been in fantastic form of late, and this horse has had the 3 statutory runs in maiden races where she stood little chance. First of all behind Alluringly, of course went on to finish 3rd in the Oaks, then behind Bombacino, who's been flying the flag for William McCreary so far this season. Nothing wrong, by the way, with her last run on really bad ground at Gowan when she was caught doing some really good late work behind Bigwood in a very strongly run main. I got that Bigwood doing some fantastic numbers that day for the John Fean Stable making its debut. Back in second was Music Box, who's gone on to win subsequently and indeed finished second the other night off a mark of 85 in a Fairy House conditions race. So all in all, I think La Grand Lam has run a good deal better than what she's already shown. She's got the cheap pieces on for the first time and off a mark of 62, I think 10-1 is probably worth a little small interest on her in the 4:20.
And the final race.
On to the 4:50 then, Division 2 of the aforementioned Mar Handicap. Not a great deal to go on here, so I'm going to keep this one quite simple and go with Les Arcus from the Johnny Murta Stable. He ran really well two starts back when he was fourth behind Veneer of Charm in a strongly run race at Navan. And he backed up the impression he created that day by winning quite snugly with a bit of cut in the ground last time out at Gowran Park. Now, obviously won by a wide margin that day and the ground was heavy, so it probably accentuated his superiority. And on a quicker surface, he's not probably as entitled to be, or given the luxury that it probably is just a formality for him to do exactly the same today because he's got to show a different skill set. But yeah, like I say, he has gone on fast ground before, so I shouldn't rule him out going really well here. And with the team of Johnny Murta in really good form, I'd expect Les Arcus to keep the ball rolling for the County Kildare handler in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which isn't a particularly strong main by 81 standards, but Spanish Steps certainly holds the key off the back of that run first time up this season behind Twin Star. Now, Sheila Lavery's Twin Star is in the Ascot Sale tomorrow, bidding for as someone obviously to dip their bread and put their hat in the ring and buy him prior to his engagement at the Raw meeting, such as his qualities. So the fact that this horse managed to finish within three lengths of Twin Star certainly suggests that he ran to a very good standard first time up. He's a big, quite a big unit as well, so he probably just might have needed the run. He looks pretty much a stuffy type. You've got a little bit of distance to ground to cover as well today, which will definitely help him. Mystic Traveller looks the obvious threat on all nine form. However, the form of that race that he was third in at Navan doesn't really appeal to me all that much. Faraday's Law, for instance, who finished second, has got absolutely thrashed on his next two starts, and the time figure wasn't all that good. So I'd be a little bit more lukewarm about him than the market suggests. So Spanish Steps, quite a strong favourite and a strong choice there in the final race. Thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'll be back on Tuesday when I'm going to be taking a look at the evening card at Nace, which begins at 5:50. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.